All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Donovan Kanani Khabibi, and we are just about ready to start, so we're going to go ahead and switch over to the program right now.
We did have the county prosecutors in here.
I might stand for some of this. Microphone's on? Okay. Hello, everybody. Please take your seats and get settled. We're going to get started in a minute.
Community radio.
All right, everybody. We're going to get started. And, of course, we knew we were going to have some really hot topics tonight, but didn't know about how hot this heat was going to be in here. So thanks, everybody, for bearing with us. And we're really putting the pressure on you guys tonight. So do your best. Thanks so much for being here. We good, Dr. Rob? Good? Good, Felicia? Okay. All right. Everybody's all set now. So aloha again, and welcome to people who are just joining us. My name is Patricia Wistinghausen with Kauai Young Democrats and Women's Caucus, and I'm one of your moderators for tonight's forum.
Aloha. I'm Leilani Spencer. Oh, this is awkward. I'm here representing the American Association of University Women. And thank you so much for coming out tonight, and thank you, candidates.
Oh, thank you. Mahalo. Mahalo also to our partner organizations, Apollo Kauai, Surf Rider Foundation, Zero Waste Kauai. And DKC Productions for helping us with all these mics. Okay. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Okay.
Okay. All right. They're already here. We want to remind people that we are broadcasting this forum live on KKCR, Kauai Community Radio 91.9 FM. Mahalo to Felicia Cowden, host of Kauai Soapbox on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, for making the arrangements to broadcast this forum live to her listeners here on Kauai and around the world for people who are listening in. Okay.
We're also live streaming on Facebook.com/ Kauai Young Democrats.
All right, so what we'll be doing is we'll ask the first question of all of the candidates. First we'll introduce an individual candidate, and the question is, what county issue will be a main focus for you, and how might it distinguish you from the other candidates? Each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer this question. So we'll begin with June Apala. Juno Apala. Fix the glasses. Born in the Philippines, raised on Kauai, Juno is the PR coordinator for Malama Pono. She serves Kauai through Zonta Club of Kauai, treasurer-elect, and member of the Scholarship Committee of HCF. Her platform is on improving communication systems, resolving public input in government, and bridging generational gaps in leadership. So the first question, what county issue will be a main focus for you, and how might it distinguish you from other candidates?
Aloha, everybody, and thank you for gathering today to practice your civic right. My name is Juno Anapala, and I want to say thank you for our sponsoring organizations who put this event together, and also for our moderators here who are asking us the questions, as well as for our candidates who are running and putting themselves out there for you. What county issue will be a main focus for me is bridging the inequities between government leadership and the community feedback, and B, houselessness. And I want to focus on these because I am from a generation who will live through the decisions that each one of us from our state level down to our county level are going to live through past the decisions have been made. And I'm here to illuminate the way for others, like my peers who are sitting in this room, to stand up and also step up for what they believe is their future and take ownership for it. Thank you.
Right. Mahalo, candidate Apala. So we have candidate Matthew Bernabe, who's born and raised in Hawaii, a graduate from Kapa'a High, class of 91. He's married with two daughters, and his primary reason for running is Kauai residents deserve a better return on the tax dollars collected. Priorities are not aligned with the needs of the public, while special interests are sold as great core services suffer. We need to insert best practices in writing for all areas of county operations, especially human resources policies.
Good evening, everyone. Is this on? Can you hear me? Well, I guess that's not a good question. How's it, everybody? Matt Bernabe. Yeah, I'm running for similar reasons to Juno, except I have children. And I'm getting involved so that their future is a lot better than what I think it's going to be if I don't get involved. I've started going to meetings about 2 years ago just to get educated. I just went there to get educated. I had no aspirations to run. But as I got educated, as I became to learn the issues and how we operated this county, it dawned on me that we don't use best practices. We use past practices. And we need to change that. So I want to work so that we can instill best practices into every day. And not just put them in, but make sure we follow them. We need to measure job performance. And then if there's a breach of that job performance, we need to be able to enforce it. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate.
Candidate Mason Chalk has been active in community service as a fireman, a business owner, a nonprofit director, leadership development facilitator, council member, and numerous boards. His understanding of our culture, people, and our challenges allows him to collaborate with others for the best solutions while being forward-looking and outcome-oriented.
Hello, Mike Kako. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you to the organizations for putting this together tonight. I think it's so important for us to get out and to learn about not only the issues, but the people who can help support those issues that we're passionate about. I see this as a two-pronged question. But for me, understanding the role of the council is really about budget and overseeing the budget. And it just surprises me, baffles me that we haven't developed a budget plan to this date. And so along with this budget plan that I'm advocating for that is currently in process, being developed, I believe that it will give us the ability to properly lead, to set priorities like Matt was talking about, to understand what it is we should be focusing on, because there are core needs that are not being addressed, and we need to get clearer because our budget has grown excessively. We need to know how to cut and where to cut, and those times may be coming. In addition, there are things that need to be addressed, and they need to be addressed now. And so I believe that building efficiency and capacity by proper leadership is going to be the key, and we need to have that right mechanisms to do so. The second part of that is more passionate to me, that I think distinguishes me from other candidates. As a native Hawaiian, the environment is very important to me. And, my intention, I've been working already on looking at the things that are going to sustain us and our children for the future, and those include our natural resources. The water, the vai is so important to me, and that's where I'm focusing my time and energy. I begin to identify overlays within our county jurisdictions that need to be preserved. And we need to work along with our kupuna and the different organizations around the island to identify those springs, those areas that are being threatened, that need to be preserved and protected, because our water is our future. It is the future of our businesses. It is the future of our life. And we need to do everything we can to protect it.
Thank you, candidate. Our next candidate was born and raised is Norma Dr. Sparks. She's born and raised on Kauai and has roots in the sugar plantations and community services. A former Hawaii Deputy Attorney General and Director of large social services public agencies in Hawaii and California, she was responsible for 14,000 employees and a $4 billion budget in her last position.
Thank you, and thank you all for being here tonight. I think that this is an important time for all of us to learn more about all of the candidates. And I'm running for county council because I'm very concerned about the budget. As you've heard, I've had a lot of experience working with large agencies. As you heard earlier, a $4 billion budget. And I'm concerned that right now we need an experienced and tried leadership. And I think that I can provide that. I am concerned that right now we've heard mixed messages about the budget. We've heard that the county is broke and that we actually need to pay more taxes in order to get better services. And at the same time, The county previous budget that was just passed actually has $800,000 for travel. And there were only 7.2 miles of road that was fixed with the millions of dollars that we are paying into our highway fund. And there were also about $10 million almost every year that is budgeted but not spent. I have the experience to manage these dollars. I have had the experience of having to make difficult decisions in times of difficult and recession periods of time. Government budgets are very different from private budgets, and we need to learn more about how we can get more federal and state dollars into this county. I'm proud to say that in almost every job I've had, I have been able to raise at least $10 million in federal funds. I think I'm the only candidate who has had this experience actually managing large agencies and also large budgets. And I hope that this will give me the opportunity to help the people of Kauai.
The next candidate is Richard Fukushima, was born and raised in Kapa'a. He attended Kapa'a Elementary and Kapa'a High School. He served in the U.S. Army Security Agency and the Hawaii Army National Guard. He worked at the Kauai Library District Office and the Hanapepe Public Library for 34 years. He's a supporter of the veterans of all wars, the seniors of Kauai, and all of the people of Kauai and Ni'ihau.
Aloha. I am a new face with the same last name, Fukushima. My nephew was a councilman several years back, so people are getting confused with the first name, Richard, now not Jesse. Thank you. Okay, my main concern will be on the budget. I've worked with the Kauai Library District budget for over 20 years, planning the whole expenditures for the operation of 5 libraries on Kauai and the bookmobile on personnel, supplies, equipment, and books. I also did the inventory of the equipment for the libraries on Kauai. I was the supervisors for all the janitors on each libraries of Kauai. I would be interested to know the interests of other candidates so that we can share a common bond and progress there for a better tomorrow and a brighter future for Kauai. I realize that it will take time to review and analyze our government spending and expenditures. We must be prudent and accountable to the citizens of Kauai and Niihau. We must separate ourselves and seek answers to many questions that people are asking. Why? Planning, researching, checks and balances should be the key in tackling a monumental task. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate. So our next candidate is Gary Hooser, who is a longtime resident of Kauai, where he raised his family and started several small businesses. Gary represented Kauai and Ni'ihau in the Hawaii State Senate for 8 years, where he also served as majority leader. Gary was also the director of the Office of Environmental Quality Control for the state of Hawaii before returning to public office and the Kauai County Council in 2012.
Aloha. Thank you all for coming, and I just can't get over what a great turnout we have here tonight. It just really, really inspires me and makes me proud of our community that all of you would take the time to show up tonight. So thank you very much. Before I get into the actual issues themselves, you can find out, I have issues on my website, GaryHooser.com. So those of you that aren't here or you want to look it up, there's some very specific information on issues. Over there at the table, there's a card, there's bumper stickers. If you want to take a T-shirt, if you promise to wear it, you can take a T-shirt as long as they last. And you're welcome to call me, 652-4279. That's my cell phone number. And I'm really seriously open to calls, and I try my best to keep up. You can access me on Facebook. And I believe that one of the primary duties of a council member is to be accessible to the public, to be there to answer your questions, to listen, and to learn from you as well. One thing that that I'm multitasking. There's lots of issues. There's issues that are specific to one area. And I believe in being specific in my responses to those areas. A lot of politicians are mushy on these things. But issues like the dairy in Mahalapu. I oppose the dairy in Mahalapu as is proposed. I support diversified agriculture. The dairy could go somewhere else. There's too many risks. It's too sensitive an area in many, many ways. So that's number one. Number two, I support limiting growth until we get the traffic fixed in Kapaa and around the state. We need growth, affordable housing in areas where we already have urban centers, but we need to restrict any major new developments until we get a handle on our infrastructure. I support increased regulation of the agrochemical industry and support the recommendations of the Joint Fact-Finding Committee 100%. Thank you. I support limiting... That was my bell.
Mahalo.
I'm Gary Hooser. Please call me.
652-4279.
Thank you.
And all the contact information is in the program for your future reference, as well as the tables. Our next candidate is Errol Kanashiro. He is a rancher from Omao, where he currently manages a 600-head sheep farm. He serves as a council member for the County of Kauai and works at Grove Farm Company Incorporated as a project manager. He's a graduate of Pacific University in Oregon, and he's a certified public accountant.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Gary, I think we've got to get the yellow light up there so we know when our 30 seconds is up. But, okay, as far as for me, what is my main focus? Obviously, as a budget and finance chair, budget and fiscal responsibility is of utmost importance. I'll strive to work on creating sound financial policies that will guide our county decision-making and ensuring financial stability for future generations. And one of the important policies that we're dealing with are a general reserve fund, or you can call it unassigned fund balance. And the policy we're working on will help demonstrate prudent financial management, fiscal management, and credit worthiness by establishing an appropriate general reserve fund. And our general reserve fund is like our savings account. So this balance, our savings account, will cover any financial interruptions that should occur, such as a natural disaster, large downturn in the economy, or unexpected legal claims or unfunded mandates. And, you know, once we have this policy established, the balance, it'll determine what the balance is, and it'll also guide us on what we can spend the excess reserve money on. You know, right now it's kind of like a throwing darts. You know, how much money should we have? We don't know. Do we have enough to spend it on other things? And having sound financial policy will give us a clear road to what we should do. And, you know, things, once you establish, you know, how big our savings account is, how comfortable where we are with it, then any excess money, this policy will determine how you can spend it. Things would be priority items such as roads and bridge repairs or reconstruction, reduction of long-term debt, and offsetting of one-time shortfalls in the budget. And I think as a council member, the budget is one of the most important functions we have. So thank you.
Right. Mahalo, candidate. So before we proceed, just as a reminder for our radio audience or even people here in this room, you can go to apollokauai.com to their website to see the program. It's going to have all the candidates' contact information. And we're, any corrections that will be made, it'll be made tomorrow morning. So just as a reminder. Okay, so our next candidate is... So our next candidate is Derek Kawakami. He served the Kauai County Council from 2008 to 2011 and was appointed to the Hawaii State House 14th District in 2011, where he held a number of leadership roles. Kawakami graduated from Kauai High School and Chaminade University. He and his wife, Monica, have two children, Christopher and Haley.
Thank you so much for the introduction, and I'm Derek Kawakami, and it's absolutely fantastic and great to finally be back home with all of you again. I have two more kids that weren't mentioned, my dogs, Persephone and Kina. Persephone and Kina, if you're at home listening, Daddy loves you too. I would just like to say that I've been serving in an elected official for 10 years. I started out in 2006 with KIUC and progressed my way, and I absolutely loved every single waking second serving all of you on Kauai and Niihau in the state of Hawaii. So thank you first and foremost for that tremendous opportunity and that privilege to serve you, and I hope to continue to serve you on another level, this county level. I think what the biggest issue for Kauai is not very much different than the rest of the nation. It's always quality of life issues, cost of living, economic development and diversification, affordable housing, traffic, public safety. What I hope to bring to the table is a return to that collaborative spirit that Kauai and Niihau is known for. When we went through some of the toughest challenges in our history, it was the community that came back together and worked together to come out of those ashes and revive ourselves. You're going to hear people saying that this is a county issue or a state issue or a federal issue. I don't want you to listen to that. These are people that insist on thinking and working inside of the box. We need to think outside of the box to solve these issues, and we got to stop looking at issues as if we all have to play in our own sandbox. Over the course of the years, I've been able to build strong relationships on every level of government and the private sector, and I hope to serve as your council member to bring some of that collaborative spirit back. Aloha.
Mahalo. Next candidate is Kipukai Kualii. He was born and raised on Kauai and attended the Kamehameha Schools in Honolulu and the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. Kualii has over 20 years of experience in government, labor, and nonprofit administration, as well as many years volunteering as a community organizer, fighting for economic and social justice. Council member, Kauai County Council Chair, Economic Development Committee and Vice Chair, Budget and Finance Committee.
Aloha, I'm Kipukai Kualii. Welcome to Puhi, the place I grew up. Mahalo for your support in electing me to the council in the last election. As everybody else has figured out, or most of them have, the budget is our biggest responsibility and affects most of our decisions. I will continue pushing for government efficiency through fiscal responsibility and holding our county leaders accountable. I will continue asking the tough questions and carefully analyzing all expenditures, especially salaries and salary-related expenses, which is by far our largest expenditure. I will continue looking closely at all vacant positions and calling for downsizing wherever possible. Partially because of my efforts, the administration has created a vacancy review committee, helping move us in that direction, though far too slowly. And due to my proviso amendments, we now have more detailed expenditure reports, allowing us to do further scrutiny. I fell one vote short from stopping high-level raises, creating over 30 $100,000 positions, and fell two votes short from putting a charter amendment proposal before the voters to mandate allocating existing real property tax and transient accommodation tax revenues toward our $100 million roads repair backlog instead of creating any new taxes. My vote did make the difference in stopping the new sales tax that would have hurt our low-wage earners, fixed-income seniors, and struggling families the most. No one is digging deeper or working harder to protect your hard-earned tax dollars. With your help, I will continue pushing towards achieving greater accountability, increased cost savings, and ending the out-of-control spending. You deserve nothing less. Mahalo.
Thank you, candidate. Our next candidate is Joanne Yukimura. Joanne Yukimura's work has enhanced the quality of life and lowered the cost of living for families and businesses through results. 1,600 affordable homes, the Kauai Bus, an electric cooperative, 250 acres of coastal parklands, and more. Let's keep Kauai Kauai even as we grow and change.
Aloha. Thank you for this wonderful turnout. My focus and issue is keeping Kauai Kauai even as we grow and change, which means protecting and perpetuating the things that we love about Kauai even as we grow. It all starts with vision and keeping Kauai. Kauai is my vision. Vision has been one of my strengths. Vision is seeing the possibility of something that doesn't yet exist, then helping to bring it into existence. And working with many of you here, I've helped to bring into existence the first Sunshine Markets, the Kauai Bus, the first self-help housing, bike paths, and the first electric utility co-op in the state. Two examples of how we can create, keep our island special even as we grow. In addressing traffic, we, instead of building 6- and 8-lane highways, which only gets recongested very quickly and begins to make us look like Honolulu, we need to make it safe, easy, and pleasant to walk, bike, and ride a bus shuttle within our towns while between towns also use a bus. And providing affordable housing is one of the ways to keep Kauai, Kauai, because then our families don't have to leave this island because of the high cost of living. So vision and experience is what you'll get when you put the X next to the Y to keep Kauai, Kauai. Please vote Joanne Yukimura for council. Mahalo.
Mahalo, County Council candidates, for your introductions. So just as a recap for you, I'm going to get to the rules. Okay. As a recap for you, our timers, of course, are here in the front. You can see them holding up their signs. When your time is getting close to being over, you are going to have 90 seconds to answer each of your questions. We're doing 3 rounds. So when you're getting close to being over, you're going to see the sign go up and then start to be lowered, and then you're going to hear the ding of the bell. And that's when you need to wrap it up. So for our county council candidates, there's a lot of you. So we do have these 4 topic areas that you can choose from for your questions. So the 4 topic areas for those listening online, on the radio, wherever you're at, thanks for hanging in, and everybody here, are environment, social issues, solid waste, self-reliance, and infrastructure. There's about 5 to 8 questions in each box. So once the questions are gone from a box, they're going to go back in again before you can have a chance of maybe answering the same question. So again, we're going to randomly pull after you pick your topic, 90 seconds to answer, 3 rounds. You do have 2 yellow cards each. The yellow cards are 30 seconds that you'll have to rebut or respond to another person's question. And or you could potentially save this for your closing remark. So it's up to you. All right, so we're going to get started here. Okay, we're going to start with candidate Apollo. If you can pick your topic, please. And everybody can think of your topic ahead of time, and then we'll have more time for your responses at the end.
I'd like to pick the self-reliance and infrastructure.
All right, so your question is, what is your position on Bill 2627, which would allow additional rental units, ARUs, in Lihue District? What about extending to other areas of the island?
Thank you. And for my understanding of the bill that allows for additional units and additional rental units here on the island is now currently isolated to the Lihue area, with the Lihue Town Core project of expanding it. And my position on that is twofold. First, I'm for it because I am living with my parents currently. I'm 28 years old, and I am houseless. That's in definition by the National Housing Association. I am houseless because I live in an impermanent situation, meaning I could get kicked out any time. Right, Mom? My mom's sitting right there. And hopefully I have chosen the right decisions and chosen the right things to do in my life to keep me at home and helping them. But at the same time, I would love to be self-reliant. And I sit in on the council meetings tracking where the discussions are. And right now, the biggest discrepancy is our feedback. And that's why I'm working very hard to pound the pavement, knocking on your doors, talking to you face to face, because part of the protocol into public servitude is meeting you halfway. The next step is for you to meet us halfway, because there are many efforts in our county level and in our public organizations to help us solve this issue. Thank you.
Mahalo, candidate. And just as a reminder for our radio listeners to keep the microphone at about 3-inch distance, just so you have a good sound for our listeners. Okay.
The next candidate, Matt Bernabe. Yellow card. And say your name first when you're talking for our radio audience.
Okay, mahalo. Mason Chalk. I just wanted to also answer that question because the housing issue on Kauai is a crisis. It's a real big issue, not only now, but will be in the future, because the estimation is that we need about 10,000 units in the next 20 years, and we haven't scratched the surface in being able to address that. And so to answer the question about do I support the ARU bill, yes, it's one of many, many, many steps that we need to take as a county to try and help our
Sorry, yellow card,
so
30
you
seconds.
Light at the
but you'll have a chance to choose your area, too. Yeah. Next candidate, Matt Bernabe. What's your area of choice?
I'll start with solid waste, please, for 500.
Randomly chosen. The question is there a better plan for commercial food waste than dumping in the landfill?
Oh, is there a better plan? Well, you know, I actually talked to all the workers at the transfer stations and the solid waste, and most of the food that they see they don't see as much as they see other problems. We have a lot of pig farmers, and we also have a lot of hunters that pick up the food. However, you know, if we could somehow connect the people that would need some of that food, because some of the food that's wasted that gets thrown away with expiration dates is viable. And maybe we just need as a county to be that catalyst that connects the people that have and the people that have not. And maybe right there is a little area, but, you know, as far as the food at the dumps, I actually asked the workers, and they don't see as much. They see more from homes, and they do see large chunks of drops off. They see more hangers from Macy's and Skips that they don't break down. That's vertical space. So I actually asked them specifically, and I didn't see that much of a problem, but we could definitely do more to reduce the waste, for sure.
All right, thank you, candidate. So, and candidate Chalk, your topic.
I'll take social issues.
All right. Candidate Chalk, your question is, what is your stance on a $15 minimum wage for county employees?
Okay, well, you know, there was a resolution that was introduced this past term that supported an increase for minimum wage across the board, and I supported that. I think it's important that we move towards that living wage, and what that is in Hawaii is very high, everyone. And I heard a figure of $22 earlier. My estimation was that it is higher. And so, that being said, I believe that we can look at supporting minimum wages for everyone, but where that is really key to an understanding. We all need to be moving forward. So at the current pace that we're at, we all need to be moving forward, and it should be moving at an incremental pace, and maybe even a tiered pace, because there are a lot of different categories of workers that we have, some straight out of college, And so we want to look at really diving much deeper than what we've done in terms of how it is we're addressing a minimum wage. But in terms of the county, you know, I think that this is an oversight of the union that we need to get through. That is, it's a big issue. We already, and there's inequities in that system. You know, there are some clerks who are making the $10 wage, and then there are other agencies or other departments where the amount is very high. We know that there are some in public safety that were making up in excess of $170,000, and that is because of the actual premiums that we have to work with.
All right. Thanks so much, Candidate Chalk.
Mahalo.
Oh, lots of yellow cards. We'll go down the line. So, Candidate Apollo, 30 seconds to respond.
Thank you. This is Juno. My I would like to piggyback on that comment in terms of how the unions have set forth the precedents for how our wages in non-government positions are set, our 40-hour weekdays, our benefits, and everything that comes starts there. But that also presents the issue of how our unions are working now for our younger people. Does it work and does it not? Thank you.
All right, thank you, candidate. Who had the next yellow card? Candidate Hooser?
Okay. Yes, I enthusiastically support the $15 minimum wage. The county should set the example. There's no reason why county employees should not make at least $15 an hour. There's no excuse that county vendors, people that do work for the county can mandate $15 an hour. Our county can set the example for the rest of the state. And there's counties and cities all over the nation who have independently instituted $15 minimum wage. And our county should take a lead on this issue. Thank you.
All right, thank you, candidate. Candidate Kaneshiro.
Yeah, as far as minimum wage goes, you know, I believe we're moving in the right direction. The state did mandate a raise from $7.25 to $10.10 in 2018. I realize wages barely cover the cost of living, but I also believe the solution may not only lie in actual wage. The solution could be employers paying their greater share of health benefits. Some of our county and state workers pay upwards of 30% of their paycheck to health benefits. So that is an area that it might that we might be able to attack to, you know.
All right, thank you, candidate. The next yellow card. Is there anybody else on that end? So, candidate Kuali'i.
Yeah, just to add to what's already been said, I actually proposed and got passed the resolution in October of last year supporting economic justice for Hawaii's working families. It covered minimum wage, paid sick leave, paid family and medical leave, and the right to organize. 10-10 in 2018 is still far away from $15 an hour. We should align with the Fight for 15 national movement. Here in Hawaii, we need it more than the rest of the nation. The cost of the living is highest here.
All right, thank you, candidate. And candidate Bernabe, or was anybody else on that end? Okay. Well, I'll do candidate Bernabe and then go back to Yukimura.
Hello, Matt Bernabe. Yes, as far as county workers go, I would like to know what position starts at minimum wage. I'm led to believe they make more than minimum wage. And if this was in the private sector, I would say the county needs to run more efficient, more cost effective, so that we can lower the cost on ourselves so that we don't have to tax the businesses or the citizens. Therefore, the businesses could give a raise to their workers, and the citizens would be able to save a little bit more money off the top. And then we would have a better world on Kauai.
Thank you, candidate. And so, candidate Yukimura.
Yes, I want to say something for small businesses, because they came and spoke up and said, you think these large corporations, of course they can give $15 an hour, but the proposal initially was 7 to 15 in 1 year. And the small businesses said, we can't handle that. And so we have to think about them as well and distinguish between large corporations and small and medium-sized corporations.
Thank you, candidates. All right, we're going to be moving on to candidate Norma Dr. Sparks.
Social issues.
And the question is, Kauai no longer has a Planned Parenthood services. Do we need local action to ensure that all women have full reproductive rights and access to health care?
Norma Dr. Sparks, I spent most of my career working with children and their families and working with women. And I do believe that we do need to have those kinds of services here on the island so that everyone will benefit from those services. I do know that there are some difficulties with funding some of these services, but I do think that a private-public partnership can help to create those services here, not just for women, but for women, children, and perhaps even for men. I know that medical needs are not being met adequately right now because of the high cost of insurance, even with Obamacare. And I do think, though, that we should, as a community, provide that service so that our families, women, children, and men, can receive the services that is best for them. Thank you.
All right, thank you, candidate. So we're going on to candidate Fukushima. What would be your topic?
Environment. Don't give me a hard question, huh?
All right. So your question on environment, what should the council do in regards to community concerns over pesticide use?
Pesticide use. Okay, this includes substances that will kill weeds, called herbicides, insects, insecticides, fungus, fungicide, rodenticide, and others. The use of toxin pesticides to manage pest problems has become a common practice around the world. I believe in using whatever is necessary for agriculture. We import about 80 to 90% of our produce. We need to eat local and fresh. We pay a lot for shipping our food from outside of Hawaii.
All right, thank you, candidate.
Thank you. Next candidate, Gary Hooser, your
social
topic.
Social.
There's a strong perception of a revolving door in county government and appointments. What would you do to address this?
The revolving door for appointments. Right now we have ethics laws and ethics requirements that require at least 1 year to pass. I think we need to tighten those up in terms of when you leave the county government and you go into the private sector and you come back. I think we need to do that. This past legislative session, I did introduce a related bill to regulate lobbying, to require lobbyists to register and to tell us how much money they spend. Oftentimes, lobbyists are part of that revolving door. And for whatever reason, Kauai did not have one. The Constitution of the State of Hawaii requires every county to have a lobbyist bill or ordinance. And so I introduced it, and I believe today we have the best lobbying regulation bill of any county in the State of Hawaii. It could have been better. It could have been better. It had provisions to ban lobbyists from sitting on boards and commissions. I was not able to get that through the county council. It had provisions banning all gifts from lobbyists to council members. I could not get that through. But in spite of those two efforts, we still have, in many ways, the best regulation of lobbyists, which involves the revolving door aspect as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you, candidate. So, candidate Kaneshiro, your topic, please.
Social issues.
All right, your question is, what is the status of affordable housing on Kauai, and what more needs to be done in this area?
Aro Kaneshiro, affordable housing. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious we're in a housing crisis. I think our shortage is on moderate income to low-income housing. We also are in need of entry-level housing for young couples, maybe Juno, entry-level housing, families to begin building their equity. You know, housing prices are so high right now, there's just no availability for people to be able to afford those entry-level type housing. As far as the council goes, we can't force affordable housing. We can't force people to build it. All we can do is try and loosen any restrictions that's preventing people from being able to build these, you know, loosen the grip on regulations. And one of those things that I currently proposed was allowing multifamily dwelling units to be built in all residential zones. In the past, you couldn't do it. It's going through, I think it passed Planning Commission right now. But for that, you know, having a prohibition on multifamily units means that owners can't take advantage of cost synergies. They can't. They would have to build two separate houses rather than being able to build one house with two units attached. So you'd save on roof, you'd save on water infrastructure, you'd save on a lot of things. And then as far as the county goes, you know, we worked hard to support our housing department. Our housing department has done a lot, and there's a lot of projects that they've done through private-public partnerships. Kanikoa Phase 1, 60 units. Kanikoa Phase 2, 30 units. Kolopua, 44 units in Princeville. Ko'ai is a new one that's coming up in Koloa, 134 units.
Okay.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anaholoa, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Let's give self-reliance and infrastructure a try.
What can the county do to improve maintenance and conditions of our public bathrooms and other facilities?
Oh, rats. Hey, for everybody tuning in at KKCR, aloha, thank you for being with us. My name is Derek Kawakami, and thank you so much for the tough question. You know, it's sad to say that a lot of our challenges with restrooms and cleanliness is due to high levels of vandalism. And I really think that we got to start at a school age level to bring some of that pride back into our community. Now, I got to travel with my 12-year-old daughter as she performed on the mainland. And one thing that was indicative is on these mainland schools, they have tremendous amounts of school spirit. And if you're wondering what the importance of school spirit is, it's when you raise your kids to be proud of something, to take ownership of their community. They'll turn out to be adults that they'll take pride in their communities, that are less likely to do horrendous acts of vandalism. And I think it starts there with basic values, teaching our kids what's right, having that resonate into adulthood. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we can do, thinking outside of the box, rather than just sending more staff to go clean up a mess that some individuals have left. Thank you.
All right, thank you, candidate. So, candidate Kualii, your topic, please.
From social issues.
All right, your question is, what measures can the council take to preserve and reclaim public access to shoreline and mountains?
So, we have, you know, public access laws in place already. We just need to strengthen them. We need to restore some of the accesses that have been lost. There's historical records, obviously, that show where these accesses are. I actually have been working with planning on trying to work on an amendment that would do our open space law in a way that might give priority, if the council would support, to go after lands with cultural practices, including taro lands and fish ponds and sustainable farming and restoring streams. There's so much we have to do with our environment, and you know, funding is limited, so we need to find willing and supportive landowners that could give us discounts, if you will, be a part of the change that's needed and the protection of our lands, our open space, and our public access. Public access is critical because hunting, fishing, food. Wow.
Mahalo. Candidate Yukimura,
Yes.
topic area?
Self-reliance and infrastructure.
What are your thoughts on ways to increase the income base for Kauai?
Income base means we need to generate businesses. We need to have income coming in. And I think we do that by diversifying our economy so that we have a stronger economic base. And the ways we can do that, one of the great ways to bring in income is the film industry, which I created the film commission, the Kauai County Film Commission, and the first film that we brought in was Jurassic Park. And when that comes in, the kinds of jobs that are created are many, and we also got good publicity from it. But more long-term, agriculture also, and Kauai products, and then zero waste is a way to create new industries on Kauai by import substitution, which are ways where we create our own products instead of sending money outside to buy products. For example, there's now a way to create sand from glass to finally grind it down. And we import sand from China for our golf courses. If we could produce it here from our waste, we would create a lot of value.
Okay, thank you so much, candidates. So we're going to start our second round. And just to let you know, I think our social issues box is getting a little low. So if you want to mix it up, go right on ahead. And we are going to begin again with candidate Apollo.
Sure, let's go with, did you say social issues was low?
There's still questions. I'm just throwing it out there. You can switch it up with the topics.
Sure, let's go with self-reliance again and infrastructure.
All right, candidate Apollo, your question is, how might the county ensure the delivery of water to residents during times of emergency? Extremely important.
Extremely important, that is true. And water is, like what Councilmember Mason Chalk described earlier, was that it's very precious and important to us. And regardless if we are in the middle of the ocean, there is a shortage or a limited amount of drinkable water here on Kauai for each of our residents. And how do we ensure it in terms of emergencies? What I've learned from school and what I've learned through survival courses is that we equipped each of our individual residents with technology that actually changes undrinkable water into drinkable water. And these sports people use it. People who are nature oriented, they take it to their hunting, they take it to their camping grounds, and they are able to provide drinkable water with them from the streams that exists in our aina, in our land. And so that's what I would propose, is equipping our residents with those tools and teaching them how to survive with our natural resources.
Mahalo. Candidate Bernabe, topic?
I'll go with environment.
Should Kauai have a climate action plan, and how can adequate funding be ensured?
Climate action plan. I believe that our climate is changing, I believe we should be prepared as well. We are in the middle of the ocean, and it is rising. I just saw a report that it was the highest the sea's been in since recording. And what that will entail will take all of us and some of the experts, but we have a lot of our future plans, you know, in Lihue, but we should be moving them to other places, but we still have plans for Kapa. And, you know, I'm not quite sure. We should have a plan, absolutely. I mean, I keep getting these hard questions, but I mean, I disagree with that, so I don't know what to say because it's not controversial. I think that's an automatic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Candidate Bernabe. Candidate Chalk, your topic, please.
Let's go with solid waste.
Thank you so much. So, Candidate Chalk, what is your position on residential curbside recycling collection and the construction of a county-owned materials recovery facility?
Yeah, another no-brainer question. We need our MRF, and we need it now. It's overdue. We should be investing in the things that we know will work for us, and this is one that needs to work for us. Curbside recycling, absolutely. We're set up for it. It's part of our solid waste plan. Why aren't we moving forward on it? I support the curbside recycling full-heartedly. I support the food waste, moving it and taking care of our food waste as well with compostable, composting it, using it for renewable energy. I think that, we're looking at things like waste to energy, but the truth is that, you know, we've already looked at some of these things in the past. They haven't worked for us in Hawaii and other jurisdictions. And it hasn't been proven to me that it will work or that we have the capacity to use some of these. So let's stick to what we know and what we can do now because our environment requires it.
Mahalo. Yellow card. Go right ahead.
Matt Bernabe, for the record. I've actually been going and contacting our employees and getting the word from them. And I've seen the evidence that we're not following the plan that we have now. One of the things is vertical space out at the landfill. And I've seen the evidence that we are not breaking down skips. We are taking commercial loads that could be resold. I've seen loads of hangers that were a complete match in truck just dropped off. There is so many things out there that they're not doing currently. That's why we need a qualified department head.
Mahalo.
Thank you so much, candidates. So, candidate Dr. Sparks, your topic, please.
Social issues.
Social issues.
Sorry, social issues.
No, I got it. Thanks. So your question is, what is the county doing to support drug rehabilitation programs on the island, and what other action would you support?
I'm thrilled to answer this question because my husband Steve and I completed the feasibility study for the adolescent treatment facility a couple of years ago. I've also had a lot of experience in a number of jurisdictions about looking at substance abuse issues as well. I do think that this county needs to pay attention. We have a number of adolescents who require services, but we also don't have enough dollars to pay for those services. We also have what we found in our study is that the greatest group of people that seem to need the services the most were those who were 18 to 21 years old, many of whom were in the Kauai jails. So I do believe that we do need to have those services, and we need to pay attention to it very quickly. We know that there is a problem here, and I do know that, as you know, that whenever there is a substance abuse issue, that it affects the whole family, the extended as well as the nucleus family. And so in order to keep our whole family on this island healthy, we really do need to address those issues. Thank you.
We have a yellow card.
Solid Waste.
Say your name and go ahead. Yes.
Yellow card, sorry.
Kipukai.
Yeah, I think that the county needs to be applauded for finally moving on this. We have the Adolescent Treatment and Healing Center coming up. There is the environmental review that just happened. The 30-day public review period is happening. We also need to thank Grow Farm for the land gift. Land is so expensive. I did go with the team to visit a couple of centers on Oahu. This is very important for our kids.
Mahalo. Is there another yellow card? Okay, moving on. There is?
Candidate Yukimura.
Yes. Well, you know, the greatest or great need between 18 and 21 years, they're not going to be served by the Adolescent Drug Treatment Center. We still don't know how we're going to sustain the center. We're going to pay $5 million to build it. We don't have the money to really, and actually Norma's or doctoral study showed that it's going to be very hard to sustain. Two centers have closed on neighbor islands.
All right, thank you, candidates. So our next candidate, Fukushima, your topic, please.
Solid Waste.
Solid Waste. Thank you. Your question is, what do you recycle, reuse, repair, or refuse? So what do you recycle, reuse, repair, or refuse?
Can you repeat the question? So, it's very confusing. I don't know what you're saying.
So recycle, reuse, repair, or refuse?
What I want to recycle? Let me read the question.
Well, hand in the question. Yeah. It's okay.
How would I do this? I don't do this. I just use the rubbish dump.
What do you recycle, reuse, repair, or refuse? I recycle myself. I repair, well, repairs is only, I don't know, this is a very hard, difficult question. Get too many R's. Recycle, reuse, repair, and refuse. What is that? Huh? Rubbish? We have all the recycle, curbside recycling, food waste, material recovery facilities. We call them MRF. Having a MRF seems to be a good idea. Again, we can save the landfill and recyclable materials from overflowing and have an income-producing facility. We also can change waste to energy. If we have the funds and means available for converting waste material to energy, I'm all for it. Foreign countries have been doing so for years. It would be a good idea if it is feasible. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, candidate.
Gary, who's
I'll try
next
social.
Topic.
Is there anything left in social?
Yes. One more.
And it all goes back into the box. So actually, if there was a question that you missed or you don't have another card, maybe you'll pull it again. So that's the last one for social issues.
How is the county addressing homelessness, and what further action would you propose?
Okay, this is one of the questions I wanted. It's all about housing first. Housing first. If you look at study homeless issues, houseless issues, you'll see a variety of people. A large number of those people are actually working, but they can't find a place to live, and they're working two jobs. Another large segment that might have mental illness issues or alcohol substance abuse issues. We need to find and put a roof over these people's heads. So it's housing, housing, housing. That should be our number one priority. There should be a war on housing. And I differ with some of my colleagues who say we can't make people do it. We can. We can tell developers and landowners, if you want to develop your property, you have to develop to these standards. We can do that. We could say we can increase density. We can increase density and say we will let you build twice as many units on that lot, but you have to build to the local market. We have to have the political will to make this happen. And in my opinion, the Lihue, Puhi, Honolulu area is a place where most of the growth should occur at this point, because that growth does not impact the traffic. It doesn't have to impact the traffic. There are sewers there. It's a walkable community. There's job centers there. We have a bill on the table today that would allow this to happen to a large extent, potentially large extent. I encourage you to call us and support that measure. It's an ARU bill you heard about earlier. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Candidate Hooser. And sorry, a yellow card? Okay, go ahead, Candidate Sparks.
I'd like to add to that. When I was in Los Angeles County, which has a huge homeless population, I worked with the police, with poverty programs, with housing programs, to initially work with families with children and veterans, and that the three different groups were able to work together so that these people would get the holistic services they needed. It's true, housing first, but we need to follow that up with other services, and to have all of those different services work together is really the best way that we found work best.
All right, thank you, candidate. And sorry, I was corrected. So all boxes need to be empty before you can start pulling from the box again. So social issues is all used up. So our next topic, see, it's candidate Kaneshiro.
I'll take self-reliance and infrastructure.
Okay. All right, your question is, how will you address traffic congestion concerns? Would capping the number of rental cars allowed on the island be a viable option?
Oh, tough question. I know we've been looking at how we can deal with rental cars. I know we've talked about maybe increasing the fees on rental cars legally. I don't know if we can do it, but I do think one option is having the rental cars do pay their fair share. You know, I've heard of instances where a rental car on Oahu will pay their Oahu fees. Then during high peak times, they'll ship the car here, and then they're just paying their fuel tax. In those type of instances, we're getting the increased traffic, but we're not getting their vehicle registration and other fees that we should. So I think that is one way we can look at addressing car rental cars. And then again, I mean, the money that comes from that goes to our roads, and we desperately need money for our roads. So.
Thank you, candidate.
Candidate Kawakami, your area?
I'll try self-reliance in infrastructure as well.
Do you support expansion on the bus system? And in what specific ways, what funding sources would you use?
You know, that's a great question. And once again, Derek Kawakami, and I want to thank the audience for being so gracious and very nice to us. It's amazing. I would fully support expanding our bus system. I think right now we are enjoying the luxury of relatively cheap gas, but that's going to be temporary. And I can tell you when gas prices go back up, we're going to see a tremendous increase in ridership. When I was working with Menihuni Food Mart, we reached out to the county and told them it makes absolutely no sense for somebody in Kilauea or Kekaha or Lawai or Kapahi to have to go to Lihui to buy a monthly bus pass. I said, we would love to be your vendor. We won't make a dime. We won't make a dime off of these bus passes that we want to sell. We just want to offer it as a service to the county. And I can tell you, we tracked how much bus passes we sold, and it was outstanding. Every month, we've seen an increase in ridership. I think moving forward, we're going to have to focus our development in the urban core. It's going to look a lot different. It's going to operate a lot differently. We're going to create more walkable, bikeable, multimodal communities of transportation. And I think expanding the bus system is a piece of the puzzle to reducing traffic. I think our funding source will always be reliant on some sort of taxation. No form of public transportation will ever be self-reliant. Mahalo.
All right, thank you, candidate. So, candidate Kualii, your topic, please.
We'll try self-reliance in infrastructure as well.
All right, your question is, Hawaii County has taken significant steps to support local food production. What is Kauai presently doing, or what actions can the County Council take to promote local food production?
So, supporting local food production is an important part of diversifying and strengthening our economy. I support the project that's happening at KCC, a food certified kitchen, and I support certified kitchens all over the island. Funding towards our slaughterhouses to make sure we can have local beef processed here. Supporting food also means supporting agriculture. So I support what we can to make lands available and to make access to water available for the local growing of food. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, candidate. Oh, sure, go for it.
Thank you, and I'm in total agreement. I want to remind people that when I was on the county council, one of the first things I did was allow vendors that operate at our sunshine markets to be able to sell value-added products, because that's where the profit is. They can turn strawberries into strawberry jam. They can sell honey. And it allows people like Louisa Wooten from Kunana Dairy to be able to sell her product in our sunshine markets. I think by supporting farmers in that sense, it only supports their operation and brings more farm food to our tables. Mahalo.
Great. Thanks so much for the response.
And the next candidate, John Yukimura.
Solid waste, please.
The county council has adopted a zero waste policy. What action do you think this should translate into?
Well, first and foremost, it should translate into the building of a MRF, without which we cannot have curbside recycling. So the MRF is a materials recovery facility. And I'm sorry to report that I introduced an amendment to include in this past budget $400,000 so that we could complete the MRF. And that was voted against by the majority of the council. And on the other hand, the council has been funding the process for a waste-to-energy possibility through an RFP, process, and we're really deviating from our goal in our integrated solid waste management plan to divert things from the landfill and recycle, reuse, and reduce, which would create many jobs and small industries and would support the economy as well as move us toward a zero-waste economy that will be sustainable and will help the environment tremendously.
All right, then. Thank you, Candidate Yukimura. And so now to switch things up a bit and get a little crazy here, we're going to start with you again, and we're just going to come and work our way back this way. That way we can make it that much more lively again. Because candidates and forums are fun, so we're going to do this. All right, so Candidate Yukimura, if you know what other topic you would like for your next question. And this is the third round, everybody, so your yellow cards are still worth 30 seconds. You can use them to respond to somebody or respond to their question, or you can just save it for your last 30 seconds on the stage for your closing remarks.
I'll try environment.
All right. Your question is, what do you see as environmental concerns for Kauai, and how should they be addressed?
There are many environmental concerns for Kauai, and actually zero waste is one of them. Pesticides is another. Runoff from things like the dairy into our oceans is a very big one. Global warming and the kind of impacts that are created from our transportation system is another one. If we were to follow our multimodal plan, we can reduce greenhouse gases by 27% over the next 20 years, which is a really good national benchmark that people have been saying. And so not only do you reduce congestion and serve people who need affordable transportation, as Representative Kalkami talked about, but you also help the environment by shifting the mode more and more from single occupancy vehicles to not only the bus, but also to walking and biking. You'd be interested to know that if we follow our multimodal land transportation plan, we will increase bus ridership by 1,000% over the next 20 years, from 1,600 trips per day that are now on the bus to 1,600 per week to 18,000 trips per week. And that's a good goal to go for.
Mahalo. And Candidate Kuali'i?
Can I, so is this the last of the three questions?
This is the last round.
And there'll
yes.
be 90 seconds?
Yes, so you'll have 90 seconds to respond. If you have any yellow cards left, you can.
We only had two, right?
You only had two.
I got two more now, though. No.
You recycled them.
Will we have a chance? Will there be closing remarks or no? Uh-huh. No. So this is my last time to speak for 90 seconds. Thank you.
Which topic area?
Can I just pick my question? No.
No.
I'll go.
Nice try.
Social issues.
No social issues left. We do have.
What do you have left?
One more self-reliance, okay. Infrastructure, solid waste, and environment.
Ask me the question from self-reliance and infrastructure on water system.
Nice try.
I've been checking them off.
What are Kauai's greatest opportunities for an economy that is both equitable and diverse, and what steps would you take to support these economic pathways?
Equitable and diverse economic pathways. You're talking about diversifying our economy? I think we have to do everything we can, but we have to do it in a way that sustains our local lifestyle and our environment. Tourism is an important industry for us, the leading industry, but it's not the only industry. We have to take care of ourselves with food. We have to grow a lot more food, especially if the ships stop coming. 80% reliance on outside is not good for our interests in the future. lots of land is sitting open and fallow. We need to figure out all kinds of agriculture, big, medium, small, food, and not only food, other crops as well. Land and water remains the most important ways that we need to support agriculture. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you, Candidate Kualii. So, Candidate Kawakami, environment or solid waste?
Just a point of clarification. If I got a yellow card, I can make some closing remarks after all of this is done.
Yes.
Correct.
All righty. Yes.
I will take environment.
Your question is, environmentally friendly tourism has large appeal. How can Kauai better meet the standards and expectations of green destination?
Oh, I think we're doing a tremendous job. There's so much wonderful ecotourism going on in Kauai. I think one thing, and once again, to anybody tuning in at KKCR 90.9, 91.9 on the North Shore, this is Derek Kawakami at your service. We're doing a fabulous job. I think what we need to take a look at, and one of the last things I did as a sitting council member before I went off to that big square building, is I was working on legislation to allow for some sort of ag tourism for bona fide farmers. People that are reliant on providing food for our communities should have the ability to do farm tours to help subsidize their farming operation. It's required by state law. It's required by state law that counties enact ordinances that address ag tourism. I voted no on vacation rentals on agricultural land, and I made that very clear, that I think that would be detrimental to food production. But I think if you take a look at what's going on in Napa Valley with wine tours and vineyard tours, there's so much opportunity to tap into this sector and further our destination and our marketing as a green destination and a place for ecotourism. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Candidate.
Candidate Kanashiro, your choice of solid waste or environment?
I'll try solid waste.
What is your understanding of waste-to-energy incineration for Kauai, and where do you stand on the issue?
Waste-to-energy incineration, I believe Oahu's doing it now, but I think the problem with Kauai and what we do with our trash is we don't have the economy of scale to make a system like an incineration work. I think Oahu doesn't even have enough trash to make theirs work. So for us, we're very limited. I mean, we're a small island. Our population is low, but our costs are high because we have to spread our services throughout the whole island. When it does come to waste to energy, I want to say that we do have an RFP out, and the RFP is not specific to waste to energy. It's not specific to a MRF. It's open to any technology. We're pretty much saying, please provide an RFP for any technology that might work on Kauai. And, you know, I'm hoping in the world there's a technology that can be scaled down to the size of our island that will work for us. You know, our landfill does have a life on it. And, you know, we're basically saying we're open to anything, but it has to work financially also. We can't go on and just keep dumping money into a solid waste. We need something that's viable and can last.
Mahalo. All right, thank you, Candidate. So, Candidate Hooser, your topic, environment or solid waste?
Environment, please.
Your question is, what practices and policies can the county adopt to lower our greenhouse gases?
You know, when I first started out in politics, if you would, was on environmental issues, land use issues. Issue called Makalehe Springs in Kapahi, when the state wanted to tap into a natural spring and develop it for water when they weren't even sure if there was enough water there. We fought really hard for that, and we won. And there's people in the room that were part of that. And I've been involved in many, many battles over the years and won many battles. Governor Abercrombie appointed me to be the director of the Office of Environmental Quality Control. I think the people of Kauai have elected me repeatedly because of my commitment to the environment. And climate change is the number one issue that we have to fight and confront and deal with in our community. There is no question about that. And someone argued this is a small island. It's just a little spit in the wind. We don't have much impact on gases. But we have to do our share, and we have to set an example for the rest of the world. County government can start there. County government can put in policies to require people when they travel, talk about a travel budget, to use electric cars, period. You know, the county could set the example, and we're already doing some great work in that area to reduce our own consumption of fossil fuels, and we can do much more, and I'm committed to doing that. Thank you.
Candidate Fukushima, your area between solid waste or environment?
Solid waste or solid waste?
Or environment, okay.
Environment. I'll take environment.
Oh, okay. If the state and federal agencies are not adequately addressing their responsibilities to monitor our environmental health and well-being, how should the county respond?
Okay. I would say we don't need the overprotection of laws. I believe that the state and federal laws are sufficient. We should not duplicate and waste funding unnecessarily. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you, candidate. So, candidate Dr. Sparks, you
solid
have,
waste.
Yes, I think one last question. One last question in solid waste, and then we can actually reset the boxes. So, what is your position on banning all styrofoam food containers on Kauai?
I don't think this is the. I mean, this is a no-brainer too. I think that we need to ban styrofoam. Styrofoam, anything made out of styrofoam. And I know that for us, it was very difficult to move from styrofoam food containers to the paper ones. But I do think that it is important, first of all, to reduce the solid waste that's in the landfills. Because as we know, styrofoam has, you know, eons and eons of life. But also because we also want to ensure that whatever we do on this island, for all the things that we've talked about in terms of the environment, in terms of our well-being, and in terms of our self-reliance and our infrastructure, that we do need to take a role and take responsibility. And a very small way to take responsibility is to use non-styrofoam products. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Great. Candidate Chalk, your topic, please. And now all the boxes are open again.
Okay. I'll take self-reliance and infrastructure.
Your question is, what are Kauai's greatest opportunities for an economy that is both equitable and diverse, and what steps would you take to support these economic pathways?
Thank you. You know, our economy needs to be diversified. We need to diversify in every single area, and that goes to agriculture. It goes to building entrepreneurs, and I'm a huge advocate of educating our education. And I think that we need to work closely with our KCC, the leaders that are here, in order to diversify that. I just want to kind of move in a direction of what I think is. We need to do, especially on what I've been doing in the last year and a half, was trying to address how we're going to diversify some of that, because I think our island needs models. And so I've been working with local farmers to obtain land so that they can actually create these models. And so it's a hybrid of creating, building the next generation of farmers. It's about educating them and showing them that it's possible for local food production. It's about showing them that they can become entrepreneurs and drive their own businesses for the future. But we need to start, and we need to open the doors in order for that to occur. And we need to do it now, because we are way behind in being able to use our lands properly. We have the most ADC lands in the state, and they are not being utilized, not to the way we can or should be. And so, along with those things are the need for us to empower the community to become more self-directed. And
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Candidate Bernabe, you have a choice of any of the topic areas.
Well, I'll go with solid waste again.
What is your position on banning all styrofoam food containers on Kauai?
Oh, this is a good one. I'm actually happy. This is one of the three questions I like. I am completely for it. And I'll tell you the evidence for this. Kilauea as a community has all its businesses using recyclable containers. Pono Market, which is one of my favorite restaurants along with Fish Express, but Pono Market, they are using containers that are biodegradable currently. And it hasn't broken the wallets of the people that go there. And it hasn't broken the wallets of the county. And it's something that solid waste won't even be part of. So this is an area that we can improve at the landfills, and they're not even part of it. This is all in the private sector and the customers. And so I'm for it. And the technology's out there, and it's ready. We need to go that way. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Candidate Paula, you have the last question. Any topic?
Sure. And I want to remind everybody that it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. I'm once again going to ask for self-reliance in infrastructure.
Your question is, what are your thoughts on ways to increase the income base for Kauai?
Can you please repeat the question?
What are your thoughts on ways to increase the income base for Kauai?
That's a great question, because I'm coming from a generation that has to work within an economic environment where we are bounded by our student loans that are astronomically higher compared to the generations before us, and the opportunities presented to us are limited because of some of the structures I think that we've over-created for our next generation. I'm proud to say that my campaign ran on entrepreneurship. We literally started with $0, no cash in hand, and with the collaboration and innovation of not just technology, but also honoring our kupunas and doing the walking. As part of the protocol, I've learned that the majority of the job we do here in the county council level and in the campaigning process is similar. You're building community and you're building your habit for how you spend your money. I only need you to look at those information, and it's recently published in the Garden Island newspaper, of how your candidates have spent the monies that they've solicited from you. The entrepreneurship spirit and creating this global scape for our future generation is in allowing them to do it. That's in our infrastructure. That's in creating the spaces where they can work, because some of us work without an office space, and we are creating our own income based on isolation.
Great. Thank you, Candidate Apala. Okay, so a big round of applause for everybody that's up here. We're done with the rounds of the questions, but we are going to allow, if you do have your yellow card still, you can use one for a 30-second closing if you have a yellow card left. And whoever would like to start? Okay, so Candidate Chalk.
Thank you. I just want to say how thankful I have been to serve one term now on the county council. And I want to say that also I serve as a reasonable voice, I think, on the council. I'm willing to speak the truth, but I'm also doing it with a lot of aloha and inclusiveness. I am about collaborating with people, and I think that political antics is definitely not on my plate. It's not how I work. I'm interested in doing the work that this county needs, and I'm also proud to say that I think. Thank you. Vote for me.
It was a fast 30 seconds, so thank you to you all for your patience with that. So, Candidate Sparks.
Thank you. I'm running for the very first time for political office. And I'm running because I continue to be concerned about Kauai. I want to help to make the county services more efficient, more cost-effective, and transparent. I will bring a fresh perspective to the work, and that I want to also know that I will be informed as a small business owner, as a mother of two sons, and I look forward to helping the county in the future. My name is Norma Dr. Sparks, and I humbly ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate. Anyone else with a yellow card? 30 seconds. Candidate Fukushima?
Thank you. I am again the new face on the block. My last name is Fukushima, not Richard, not Jesse. Thank you for your votes, and God bless you all.
Candidate Hooser.
Aloha. Again, my name is Gary Hooser. You know, it's been an honor and a privilege to serve my home, serve you these last years as your state senator and on the council, and to live and be part of this community. You know who I am. There's no hiding who Gary Hooser is. My track record is there. You know where I stand on issues, and I'm there to serve you. I need your vote. If you want me to continue to serve you, I need you to vote for me. Please go to GaryHooser.com. Call me. Ask any questions at all, but I need your vote. Aloha.
All right. Thank you, candidate. Candidate Kaneshiro, your closing remarks.
Okay. What have I learned my first year being on council? I learned that any decision we make, there's going to be some people that are happy and some people that are not very happy with us. I learned that when I make a decision, I have to do my homework, be logical, state why I'm making the decision, whether people like it or not, and make the decision. Second, where's my accountability come from? My accountability comes from my family, my friends, my community, teachers, coaches. That's where my accountability comes from. So if you have any questions about me, feel free to ask.
Thank you, candidate. Are there any more yellow cards? So, candidate Kawakami.
I want to really sincerely thank all of the organizers for doing this. I had an absolutely great time with all of you. Thank you so much. For everybody that stuck around to hear our message, thank you. Time is so precious, and just the fact that you're spending a part of your day with us just fills me up with love and joy. Hey, I hope that I've earned your vote over the years, and if I didn't, I'm asking for your vote so I can continue to try and earn that vote. So Derek Kawakami, thank you so much. God bless and aloha.
Mahalo. Juno, the candidate Apala, I think she has her last yellow card.
I do. Aloha, everybody. Thank you for gathering the community here tonight and for broadcasting us to those who couldn't make it this evening. Thank you for our council members and our candidates who are running for this public servitude position. And I urge each and every one of you to look very carefully at your team. This is a 7-seat. You need to look at who you think best fits to create a whole that can maintain the integrity of your county. And I hope that one of those votes are for me. So thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. So mahalo again to... Oh, do you have a yellow card?
Oh, no, I don't want to be
yellow. Yeah, yellow card. Sorry. So, okay. But I just want to remind... You could, if someone has an extra and you feel a lot of aloha. Well, how are we doing on time, our timekeepers? We're okay? Okay, so if you check out everybody's websites, it's in the program. So mahalo again, a round of applause for all the candidates. Thank you for being here. So, reminding everybody, there is early voting happening right now. This is, I believe, the first, correct me anybody, if it's the first election year that we can register to vote and vote in person on the same day. So that started this past Monday, August 1st. It goes through next week, Thursday, August 11th. So go ahead and grab up anybody who hasn't voted or hasn't registered to vote even and bring them to the polls at the Lihue Neighborhood Center Monday through Friday.
Oh,
and they can register here, I've been told. Is at the Women's Caucus table. So at the back of the room, people can register to vote here as well. So mahalo again. I don't know if we're still live streaming. So if we're still live streaming,
Mahalo again to our sponsoring organizations that coordinated, planned, and put this together. The American Association of University Women, Apollo Kauai, Surfrider Foundation Kauai, Zero Waste Kauai, our Kauai Young Democrats, and Kauai Women's Caucus. Mahalo also to our sound production company, DKC Productions, especially to Felicia Cowden of KKCR Radio for live broadcasting and streaming, making this 4 hours of the forum possible and available to everyone at home, online, across the state. I like to think across the world. And mahalo to Dr. Rob Z over there, who's been filming for us. And this forum is going to be available later on Hoike Public Television. So check out our different websites available in the program. Check out apollokauai.com for the program and contact information for all the candidates. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
We made it.
And mahalo for listening to KKCR.
Checking that out and saying love and aloha to Dove back at the home office there at the studio in Princeville. KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, the station that loves you. And we're ready to sign out.
Well, thank you.
Hey, a reminder to everybody, there are no trash cans inside the cafeteria.